It's time.
I would take your legs out and I would pummel the crap out of you.
For the emergency break of the week.
And then I would call for Lucifer to eat your soul.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
You ain't no frickin', you're not a frickin' reverend, you're a frickin' freak.
By a wheels-off comment.
Freak!
Or technical meltdowns.
Getting a little bit hysterical, aren't you?
Yeah.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Ah, yes, the emergency break of the week, just a couple minutes before 8 o'clock here on a Friday morning. We'll get to the Jerry football life coming up here at 8:15. But right now we give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one, legendary e-brake player, Norman Elizabeth Hitchkiss. Now, I got to work with Norm during White Elephant Day. We had a good time. Dan McDowell was our yuck monkey, and Gordon was on tickers and having a good old time. But I got to see it in person. I've heard it before on an e-brake many times. Norm and his phone. He still has like the flip phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't
that
know.
That goes without saying, by the way.
Right, but that does have the feature where you can turn off the ringer, doesn't it?
Should.
But it, something...
I know it has the feature where you can turn off the phone.
Or just turn off the phone, yeah. Well, Norm keeps his going, and man, it went off three or four times during the show. And finally, it went off while we were talking to Hitch. Hitch with the Hardline. We're doing the Ken Hitchcock show. And it goes off at that point. Now, I know Dan was frustrated because this is, again, like the third or fourth time it had gone off. But I don't even know if the microphones picked it up. It just sounds like Dan wanted to yell at Norm on the air. But this is the awkward moment, and we got Hitch to eventually dole out the punishment that Norm should serve.
Haven't seen you in some time. I mean, yeah. I've seen you, but, you know, me and you interact. Speaking along those lines, I always feel like the body... Norm, shut your phone off! Norm's phone has been ringing all day, and what do you do after, like, the seventh time, Coach? What would you do, like, if Sagan's phone is going off in a meeting? Okay.
Oh, the toilet needs a good workout.
So, all right.
Good workout.
Good workout. Man, that's a pretty good Dan scream there, isn't it?
That's, you know, great. What? That's open material.
I don't blame him.
No.
Yeah. After six or seven times, it goes off in the studio during the show.
And you can't hear it there. I didn't know if you could hear it, but yeah, you hear the... All right, one more time.
Haven't seen you in some time. I mean, yeah. I've seen you, but, you know, me and you interact. Speaking along those lines, I always feel like the body... Norm, shut your phone off! Norm's phone has been ringing all day... And what do you do after, like, the seventh time, Coach? What would you do, like, if Sagan's phone is going off in a meeting? Okay.
Oh, the toilet needs a good workout.
So, all right.
You know, get to hear some Canadian speak there, some workout. Well, there's Norm back as a candidate for the e-brake.
Boy, that's very rare, too, for a candidate, in particular a host like Norm, to be a candidate and you never hear them.
That's right.
We didn't hear Norm's voice once, yet no. He's a candidate.
He's reaching for his phone, not to turn it off, just to see who it is and what game they may be calling about. No telling. All right, candidate number two.
Don't take the Pelicans like I told you.
Oh, Pelicans, no. That's D3. This is deep.
All right, candidate number two is one Bob Sturm, who had a regonk moment trying to start a live spot, and even he didn't know what word he just said.
All right, but... Whoa, I don't know what that was. What I was about to say there. I just gonked. I just gonked during a live spot. Celebrate the season of sound. Get the music back, Jer. We'll revisit that audio, I'm sure. Celebrate the season of sound. Probably with an incredible home audio system from Star Power.
All right, so what was that word that Bob started the Star Power live spot with?
All right, Mike.
Arabi?
Or something saying, I'll be right back. Like,
all
right, running out of the room.
It didn't really get better right afterward.
Arabi.
It continued to fishtail.
Arabi.
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 Yeah, that's pretty regonk-like for sure.
All right,
play, play the whole thing. We'll see how he recovered from it.
All right, bye. Whoa, I don't know what that was. What is about to say there? I just gonked. I just gonked during the live spot. Celebrate the season of sound. Get the music back, Jer. We'll revisit that audio, I'm sure. Celebrate the season of sound with an incredible home audio system from Star Power.
Okay. I think I know what he's trying to say. He's trying to say, all right, celebrate the season of savings.
Or all right, everybody. All right, everybody. Yeah. It's just so casual that it's now.
All right, mate.
All right, mate. All right, mate.
All right, mate.
All right, mate.
All right, mate.
All right, John.
All right, mate. All right, well, there's Bob, candidate number two. And then, sad to report that candidate number three is this reporter, Joyce Durham.
Well, now, this is non-disclosure.
Yeah, I know. But I'm letting you know about it right now during scatter shooting. You're talking about prize money being won by athletes. And you'd mentioned that Tiger had a mark at some point. And so I was trying to make the point that, hey, Tiger was playing last week. He's about to win some more prize money. And I couldn't string two words together.
That is the new all-time prize money record. He just edged out Tiger Woods by $600,000 with that tournament win.
Mm. Tiger may be about to be win some, about
what?
Never mind. Okay. He's about to win some more money. I'll email you.
Novak Djokovic trails them both, but not by much.
Damn. I hate when that happens. How's that sound isolated there, Jer? Mm. Tiger may be about to be win some, about
what?
Never mind. Hmm. Tiger may be out to be wins about
what?
Never mind.
You bailed so fast.
That has a head injury quality to it.
Boy, no kidding. It does sound like you're in
the be wins about
what?
Never mind.
It sounds like you're in the head injury ward because it doesn't really sound like you're broadcasting. You're just kind of real low energy, yeah. Just almost off mic.
Yeah.
Watching the golf channel rocking back and forth.
Yeah. Tiger may be out to be wins about
what?
Never mind.
Yeah. Sounds like I love golf, Mr. Jewel.
Sounds like it could be back masking too.
It does. It does. Satanic message.
Maybe out the be wins about
what?
Never mind.
Sure, you can keep watching the golf channel,
okay,
Mr.
Okay, good.
Dunham.
Just keep it on there. All right. And I'll email you.
You can
later.
Watch all day long. Yeah,
email me.
All right, one more time, just for a kick in the crotch, one more time.
That is the new all-time prize money record. He just edged out Tiger Woods by $600,000 with that tournament win.
Mm. Tiger may be about to be win some, about
what?
Never mind.
Okay.
He's about to win some more money.
Give us a Monday.
Monday.
I'll email you.
Novak Djokovic trails them both, but not by much. He's at
all
one.
Right. Yeah, I admit it. I suck on the air many times. There's Norm, Bob, or Giorgio. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly this morning. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
You know who can give a toilet a good workout? Hot Fried Georgie.
Thank you. Hello. You're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Yeah, I would like to call on Craig Miller to consider Jake Kemp as the ticket standalone Tier 2 employee. And I'd also like to vote for Norm.
Okay.
I will take that into consideration.
It wouldn't be right. The buffer zone is requisite. You could perhaps put me at 3 and move everyone currently on 3 to 4.
I'll think about that, too. I do like the comfort of having Tier 2 vacant. But
the moat.
The moat.
Man.
But we'll work on that.
Hello, ticket caller. You are on the air. Sports caller, Magil, go ahead.
Vagil size born?
No. No?
No.
No. Invite you to never call here again. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Senor Turum?
Yes.
Senor Yoris Turum?
Yes.
Yo, Sir Gloria, I must ask why you lose me job. I make you and Sexo de Nino waffle. I clean your room after fiesta de sexo, and you lose me job.
Did you fire this poor man?
I don't know where this is going. Yeah, I don't know. It's supposed to be a woman.
After he cleaned up from the fiesta de sexto.
Yeah, that is not accurate Spanish to begin with, and you, sir, are out. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, I'd like to vote for the e-brake.
Okay.
Never mind.
Okay.
Kind of funny.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello, Muses.
Hello.
Hey, shout out to the Goon Squad guys, and I'd like to vote for Argyle's awesome cover zero defense I played Friday night.
Yeah. Mm. How much football you play, Chief? Ooh. How far did you go?
Chief.
Did you ever go 119-6 over 7 years? Doubt it.
Were they playing a cover zero?
No.
Yeah. So this might be that ref.
Yeah, it might be. What a jerk. Hi, you're on the ticket. Go ahead.
Greetings. It's your old pal gal, Susan Hawk again.
This is Susan Hawk?
How we doing, boys? Do you guys sleep okay?
Just vote, would you?
What's happening in the Washington?
All right. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, this is Jordan from Brookhaven, and I'm voting for George. Bye.
Wow. Do you think?
No.
Couldn't be. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning to you, George. Do you believe in the North Texas, New Orleans Bowl-bound Mean Green?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Junior, great job on Coast to Coast, Moogly Moogly.
Thank you.
And let's go with the vote of Norman Adolph Hitzkus. Happy Festivus, and see you later, Troy State.
Okay. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Well, you probably called Norm the nominee, but I want to vote for the very talented Dan also, who had the White Elephant Christmas song.
Okay. We'll put that down as a Norm vote, I guess. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just wanted to call in and vociferously cast my vote for Norman Hitzkus.
Thank you. Hello, you're on ticket radio, AM and FM.
I think you need to check the tape from White Elephant Day. When you and Dan were on, he had a slip referring to country music, maybe, but I will vote for Norm.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. The Norm phone wins again.
Haven't seen you in some time. I mean, yeah. I've seen you, but, me and you interact. Speaking along those lines, I always feel like the body... Norm, shut your phone off! Norm's phone has been ringing all day, and what do you do after, like, the seventh time, Coach? What would you do, like, if Sagan's phone is going off in a meeting? Okay.
Oh, the toilet needs a good workout.
All right.
I don't know if we don't have this breakdown, but I bet his phone has won 5 or 6 times.
You're correct.
Sure.
I don't have that breakdown.
It's been nominated many times.
Yeah. I think he was sabotaged this time.
By
you
Dan?
Think people were calling him on
I have a pretty good authority that he was being sabotaged.
Oh, really?
Knowing that that would happen. Then
probably Bob.
He wouldn't turn it off or change anything.
All right, how many wins is that for
that
Norm?
That is the 92nd win for Norman Me Too Hitzkus.
92nd?
92nd.
Wow, Adolf is 8 away from the century mark.
Gotta have a party.
Yes.
Yeah, we will.